CBS.
News Radio 1180, WHAF, probably welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180, WHAF.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the computers.
New mouth?
Yeah, I brush my teeth. I can't do a thing with them.
No, it's probably still frozen from the ice storm.
That's exactly right. It is Saturday, the 5th of April, Anno Domini 2003. You are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray, who is on the air now.
And I'm Tony Plasilla.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Yes, you heard it. We have a special and very honored, we're honored to have a very special guest today, Mr. Tony Plasilla, who is possibly the greatest Linux expert
guru
in this room. At least.
And that's not saying an awful lot, actually.
That's damning with faint praise, actually, in this particular case. And we're going to let him talk a little bit about the new version of Red Hat Linux that was just released this week. Mm-hmm. Partially released this week. Mm-hmm. It gets fully released. It's been uncaged, and then will be fully released later in the week. But we'll also, of course, be taking your calls at 222-1180 on the Choice 1 toll-free line. Oh, man, oh, man. I don't know where.
I don't think you've thawed out yet.
We have, I have to tell you a little, a small personal story because we're all about non sequiturs here. At home, we still have power, but our power lines are on the ground.
Ours too.
This happened to us 11 years ago, except that then our power lines were in the pond, live.
Well, it keeps the fish warm.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was doing. And we called our genie and told him that, and they said, well, lots of people have power down. We'll get to you when we can. I said, no, we have live lines in the pond. And she said, no, you can't. All the power is out in that neighborhood. I said, lady, I got lights on. I'm listening to the, you want to hear the radio? Listen, I'll turn it up. Finally, it was a week later they finally got to us, and the guy yells at me for not calling in because we got live lines in our pond. This time, at least, they're not in our pond, so I'm not going to be yelled at. But they are down in the ground. So, but this morning, now I can't take the dog out in the yard. I can't let the dog out in the yard. So I'm standing out in the front yard with the dog on a leash in this freezing rain. And the dog has no interest in his business. He has interest in everybody else's business.
So who was the stupid one?
Exactly right. He's talking to everybody that goes by, and he's looking around, and he's just sniffing stuff. And
did yours tweak though walking on? Mine hated walking on the grass. Because of the frozen ice?
It took him a while to figure out. Well, you have to remember about my... I love my dog. I'm a dog person. I'm a cat person, so I love my cats. But I love my dog. But I have to say, he's not the brightest bulb on Broadway. in fact, he was a seeing eye dog, a guide dog, and he flunked guide school. Now, we have friends whose dogs flunked guide school because they were either, you know, they wouldn't cross the street or they didn't like loud noises. Mine flunked because he's too stupid to train. The guide dog training people gave up. He's a sweetheart, and I love him to death.
He's lovable.
But he's dumber than a bag of hammers, and he just wouldn't get what he was supposed to be out there for this morning. So my whole face is half frozen, and that could explain a lot of what's going on right now. But you know what? I think it's time to do something else. Let's talk about the news. News is good. Who wants to start with the news? Raise your hand. Okay, Dave, go right ahead.
Yeah, talking about that. I had a worse crisis.
Uh-oh.
I got power.
Yeah.
But my DSL went out.
Ah!
Now, that's as bad as being without heat.
That's a horror story.
No lie. I sat there. Wait a minute. I can't connect.
But at least you can play solitaire.
Yeah, because I've got my grandchildren staying with us, too.
Yeah.
Because my one daughter, God bless her, she's overworking at RG&E, putting 16-hour days in.
You're right.
And I got the other.
Yeah, RG&E, this would be the time to be doing that, really.
Oh, she says, well, I might see you Monday. No problem. So we got my grandson Cody for the weekend and that. But, you know, like I say, it's people right now just have to kind of watch it. If you do have your power out, I would highly suggest unplugging the computer. Make sure it's turned off, unplug it, and wait until the power comes back on in your house, and it's on steady for at least an hour. a minimum of an hour before I'd even consider rushing over, turning it back on, leaving it up, because you could have one of these situations where they bring the power grid up, and then all of a sudden it could go down for a few minutes, come back up, and that's going to be worse on your machine.
It's down. It's up. It's down. It's up.
I mean, it's worse than the Dow Jones.
Yeah,
in that case.
I lost the file server today because of the
surges,
the spikes and the surges last night. You know, I had to choose which ones to protect on the UPS, and this wasn't one of them. And I turned it on this morning, and the hard drive just went clack, and it's all over.
Yeah, we've already had that happen to a number of clients. They've blown. I've had three power supplies go on various folks that just in the past day or so. They turn it on, boom, it gets hit because it's going on, off, until they get that power grid up, and it's up for a minimum of 1 hour. I would highly suggest just staying off of it. Do like we said before. Spend some quality time with the family.
That's right. This ice storm is God's way of saying turn off the computer and spend some time with your family.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I would highly suggest doing that. The other thing, quickly, is there's another worm out. It's not that destructive. It's called the World Cup. It's kind of a remnant from 2002. It goes through your email list and just sends it out to one person, one time. So, you know. But again,
more of a proof of concept thing to see who bites.
Yeah, exactly. So just keep it up to date. Yeah, ignore them.
Had a guy today come to Public Market. We have a coffee stand at the Public Market.
And thank you for bringing my coffee. Because I know you. I was kind of doubting whether you guys were going to be able to make it there.
We made it. Flower City Coffee fuels the at least half of the Soundbites team.
Yeah, yep. Those that drink coffee.
Those that drink, exactly right. but this guy stops to buy his coffee and he says, "You know, I'm one of the people you hate." I'm thinking, well, what group would that be in? Apparently, you know, everybody thinks I hate them for something. He said, "I'm one of those people who doesn't have an antivirus program." I said, "Man, so I can't afford one." I said, well, I'm thinking to myself, if you can afford a computer, you can afford an antivirus program. So I told him about AVG, which is from Grisoft, Grisoft. It's free antivirus software. Is it the best on earth? Probably not, but it certainly works, and it works. I'm running on this
machine,
and it's working.
Wait a minute. If you have nothing in that, I think that's a little bit better.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So it does work. It works fine. You should run it all the time. Grisoft.com. If you can't afford to buy an antivirus program, download Grisoft.
Make sure it keeps updating. This week I had two
PCs. Well, you have to do that by hand. That's part of the deal.
I had two PCs in this week with the antivirus expired 3 years ago.
And excellent.
And they hadn't noticed.
Yep.
They're protected against Michelangelo.
You're right.
But that's about it.
Either like that or like
the real Michelangelo, I believe, is what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like the old Pram oil filter commercial. They can pay me now or pay me
later.
That's
exactly right. You love it when they don't have an antivirus program.
I think I beat your record, though. The one machine that it didn't have any viruses, but it had 360 spy programs.
Wow.
What was your record?
For spyware?
Yeah.
Oh,
on one machine.
On one machine, we got over 3,000.
Oh, I remembered three, so I thought you said 300.
I believe it was 3,622 is what I want to say. Yeah, that was on one desktop unit. And, of course, the guy had been on Roadrunner for quite a long time. And along with viruses. He had the CLES. That was...
And remind me again why I need to run Windows.
Everybody needs to run Windows.
Because you miss out on all this fun.
Because it's the American
Where's
thing.
Where's the challenge?
I have a life.
Yeah.
Well, for entertainment.
And you don't want to spend it killing viruses?
Yeah.
No, for entertainment.
You're a wimp.
For you and your daughter, you could sit up and set up a Windows box, and, you know, when you're bored,
run count the viruses.
Yeah.
Look, honey, 300 today. Steve.
Yes. Now, how do I follow that?
well and quickly, I'm sure.
Well, the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, which is now being billed as the world's largest electronic media show. Apparently, it's not just broadcasters anymore.
No, it's media.
Opens today in Las Vegas. There are seminars today and tomorrow. The exhibits actually open on Monday. But there's a lot of interesting stories that have already started to come out, great new products and nifty new things for converging the television and the computer. But one of the...
All of which won't run, by the way, if the RIAA has its way, but go ahead.
So that's actually, there's several keynotes, or not keynotes, but sessions planned dealing with digital media rights and how to control them and how to let the customers do what they want. But there was an interesting... pre-announcement, sort of, that came out of Apple about a week ago. They are inviting the press. I got a kick out of it. They issued a press release to invite the press.
You're right.
To a press event at the NAB this week, where they're going to be unveiling a new digital video strategy. And we're all stumbling and bumbling, in fact, what I'm doing now, to figure out what that might be. The rumors are flying. Final Cut is one of the big video editing suites in television and in the movies now. So some people are speculating it might be a new version of Final Cut. They just released Final Cut Express, which was a toned down version. So now you can get professional video quality for $300 is the Final Cut Express, and it does DV, but it doesn't do 24p. And if you don't know what that is, you don't need it. Basically, it's the format used by theatrical and major Hollywood movies. So that we're not sure whether this announcement is going to be Final Cut 4. There's also rumors that Apple's going to be starting a music service where you can download music legally into your iPod. And then there's rumors about a bigger hard drive in the iPod. Toshiba's released a 40-gig version of the 1.8-inch hard drive in the iPod. So there's a lot of rumors flying around. Nothing has actually been announced yet by Apple. We're probably going to see that happen on Monday when most of the keynotes start. And actually, what's interesting, if you can get to Vegas, Bill Cosby's doing a keynote.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Prices higher in Hawaii.
We're ready in advance.
Enter the 2004 Championship and Advance Sweepstakes and win a trip for 4 nights to San Antonio, home of next year's college basketball championship. To enter, just stop by any Advance Auto Parts store today. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Advance 4703. Must be 18 to enter. Send name and address to Box 1999, Culver City, California 90232.
For the best parts, people, and price, we're ready in advance.
Advance Auto Parts.
How is the word getting out about Hotwire specially negotiated hotel deals? Could be stories like this one from a real Hotwire customer.
I chose Hotwire for a hotel in Atlanta, and that was absolutely fabulous. Right downtown, prime location, excellent room service. It was $44 a night. I would rate it a 4-star. I was so excited when I saw it that I was calling everybody up. Ever since then, I've booked all of my hotel travel through Hotwire.
For deals on hotels, flights, and car rentals that'll get you talking, log on to Hotwire and take the Hotwire Travel Challenge.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Price is higher in Hawaii.
Go to Nokia.com/us to order Nokia mobile phones, service, and accessories shipped directly to you.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know he's right. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
And I'm Rob Linton. We'll be getting to your call shortly, if not almost immediately. But first, we're going to talk to Tony about the big news of the week.
Yeah. Red Hat has released version 9 of Red Hat Linux. A couple of interesting things have happened. Usually Red Hat produces a .series release, 8, 8.1. They only go to a major version number change when there's binary compatibility issues, and in this particular instance they did. They've done some technical changes in how they've built the operating system. They've mostly split out the free customer side, which is where you're going to get the latest and greatest in the bleeding edge, and they've built out a structure of enterprise class operating environments from advanced server down to enterprise workstation, which are based on older, more stable code for those that don't need the, you know, the greatest stuff, but want just something that just works.
Who doesn't need the greatest stuff?
Basically, yeah. System administrators. They want it to just work.
That's right.
Yeah, and, you know, so they can sleep on weekends.
On your desktop, you want every cool thing you've ever heard of. On your server, you never want to think about it twice.
That's exactly right. So Red Hat Linux 9 has come out. There is an excellent technical review about, you know, without the fluff that you see on some websites at Guru Labs. There is a link on the Soundbites webpage as we speak. Steve has put it up. This is the, or when the release notes just aren't enough. A couple of things from a technical standpoint, native POSIX threads libraries. They rewrote the entire threading libraries. P-linking in the persistent linking in the library stack, so programs load faster and the shared memory allocation is better. An incredible amount of technical changes. Java is broken. You have to pay. You have to pay. Actually, it is the Sun Java does not work. You have to use Blackdown's Java, but that works fine. It took me all of 5 minutes to get that working. I won't go into an incredible amount of details about it, but this is a fairly major change in the way Red Hat does business and their technical structure of how it does. And I've had it for a week now. I'm one of the paid subscribers, so I've played with it. They released it to the paid subscribers to Red Hat Network a week before they released it to the general public, so we didn't have to beat the FTP service to death. I am incredibly impressed. It just works, and everything works the way it's supposed to, including native 3D for my ATI card so I can play Quake 3 Arena.
And that's really what counts,
isn't
it?
That's what counts.
Hey, you've got to have your priorities.
Yeah, I do. That's what counts. And, yes, my servers don't run it.
Right.
You know, they still run 6.2 or 7.3.
Right.
That do what they need to do. But as far as a desktop workstation, this is – I don't want to say it's ready for grandma. You know, I won't pretend that. But
right.
For anybody with a modicum of technical skill and knows how to read the manuals and is willing to take a shot, you know, buy a hard drive, try it. You'll love it.
Yeah, but you know what? For a lot of people, it comes with everything they need. They can get online. They can do their email. They can write messages using equivalents to Internet Explorer and Outlook Express and Word and PowerPoint and Excel, and that's really all they need.
Yeah.
They don't ever go adding additional software and playing the way we play.
Exactly right. And, I mean, yeah, Mozilla is the same on Linux as it is on Windows. OpenOffice works, you know, you look at it, it's a word processor. If you used Word or use WordPerfect, you will be perfectly comfortable with it.
Yep.
NuCache is included, and it's now got all the bank standards file format, so you can...
Right, so it replaces Microsoft Money and the other one, whatever
it's
called.
Quicken. And it works. I've actually spent about a couple of hours just migrating all data over from my bank into it, and it's just, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, cool.
And it was fun.
Yeah, that's the point. Exactly. It was fun.
It's you know, that always likens me to the old days of DOS. You bought a computer, and in many cases, you put it together yourself.
Yep. Exactly.
And you learned how to play with
Remember
it.
Remember putting all the chips in? Those eight, you had to do. They had 16 prongs, and you had to make sure all the prongs got in there straight. You could load that memory up, and all you had to do was have one bent prong that you're feeding it into that socket. Bend under.
And you were done.
And if you left the computer on too long, they heated up and lifted out of the socket.
Yep.
So you had to, it forced
well,
you to turn the computer off.
That only happened with Apple memory, I'm sorry. Yeah. But
but it forced you to turn the computer off and do something else
exactly.
while it cooled down. That might have been a design.
Well, we've had Howard on the phone. He's been holding on patiently for hours, I think, now. So, Howard, what's your question?
Well, first of all, I hope I don't get tongue-tied like you were before.
Oh, man, was that impossible or what? How are you?
Well, I'm good. How have you been?
Peachy.
I brought my Dell Inspiron home from school.
Uh-huh.
It's running XP.
Yep.
And I have a new copy of Smart Computing Magazine, and they have this really neat idea about going around the login screen.
Yeah.
It says, start menu, type control, user passwords 2. click OK, and then unclick, user must enter a username.
Yep.
I did that. And then I rebooted, and it won't let me back on. It's looking for a password, and I never had an administrative password.
Right.
And I'm frozen off my machine now.
Here's the problem, Howard. You read an article that gave you half the information.
Aha!
Yeah. Here's the deal. You're in Spiron, or in Spiron, or however it's pronounced.
Yes.
Was, in fact, put together by somebody over in what? ITS?
In the Photoscope.
Yeah. So they've got an administrator password on it. When you log in, you're using your username and password, and there is an administrator username and password. So when you said, go ahead and don't ask for a username and password, it thought, okay, Howard doesn't want to use a username and password. But you know what? The administrator says somebody else is supposed to.
Okay, so I'd have to put Howard in when it asked for a username?
Well, whatever username you've been putting in.
I don't remember. It was automatic. I have no idea what it was putting in before.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get a hold of the guy at school and find out what.
I was just about to say. Now I'm afraid you're going to have to go back to the actual administrator at school. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you very much.
And this will teach you not to play.
Well, you notice I play around with the school computer, not mine.
Exactly. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, if you want to change your own user account to not require a password, you do it in the user's control panel.
Right.
You don't try to bypass it with command line prompts. In the user control panel, start settings, control panels, users. You can modify your user as much as the administrator has allowed. And one of those options is to not ask for a password.
I tried that. But if you're going to call into RIT from off campus, there's a protocol called VPN.
Right. You have to have a password for that security.
Well, no, I have that. But once VPN is loaded on the machine, and I tried to go the way you said to take it off of myself, it kept saying you've got a program running called VPN, and I can't do it.
Right. And that's also part of what the administrator is at. They don't want you to be able to log in without a password because they don't want you to be able to pass through to VPN into their system. It's part of the security.
If somebody else got a hold of your computer, they could now log in without needing the password and get to any place they shouldn't.
And you'd get blamed for it.
And you'd bypass all the access control lists. And
right.
No way.
No,
I guess I'm just lazy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
The other option is just don't turn it off.
It's off.
Once it gets fixed, don't turn it off.
Right.
It's portable.
Well, yeah,
you close
the lid, put it to sleep, you open it up, and it's already logged in.
No, unfortunately, maybe.
That doesn't work very well either.
I rebooted, so that doesn't work.
Right, that's a qualified maybe. I'm sorry, Howard, you're going to have to wait till Monday.
Okay.
Have you been out taking pictures of the lovely fairyland we have out there?
I'm going outside right now.
Good for you.
This is Nick's backyard. You get the pictures with the... wires down in the backyard.
Yeah.
I knew someone that did that last ice storm, and they shot a whole roll of film without realizing there was no film in the camera.
Then
they didn't shoot the whole roll of film. Yeah,
my camera has no film in it either. It's got chips in it.
Yeah, these days there's no film. Period. Right. Yeah.
What really amazed me was in the last ice storm, we took our then current dog for a walk. In the morning, and we're hearing what sounded like rifle shots, and of course it was limbs breaking off and crashing down through the trees. So we're walking along, there's a guy lying under a tree taking a picture up the trunk.
Oh, wow.
And I thought
move.
To myself, Darwin in action.
There we go.
There it is. I couldn't believe that anybody who was watching branches break everywhere, it really sounded like a war. They were breaking left and right, bang, 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 would then lie down under a tree on purpose.
Well, I was outside before we came to the show. I was outside with my grandson. And I was trying to tell him, you stay away from the trees. There's ice coming down.
Yep.
And you know how a 4-year-old, how much they listen. So he's trying to come near it. All of a sudden, this ice comes off the line. And it had to be at least 3 foot long.
Yep.
Boom, sticking in the snow. I said, now see? That's why I told you.
That could have been your head.
I grabbed part of it.
Isn't it true that you have to really scare the heck out of kids to get them to listen?
Well,
that could have been your head.
You're a father, you know.
But it wasn't. You could get hurt. No, I won't, Daddy.
I actually
and then, see, I didn't,
and
Daddy.
I wrapped it on his head. I said, wouldn't you like this? What happens if you get hit by this? And I wrapped it on his head. He goes, I think I'll stay away, Papa.
There you go. And we're going to only stay away for a short moment or two, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Henright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the world's greatest computer show, Soundbites, only and always on 1180 WHAM.
Is it true that new longer-lasting Wrigley Spearmint gum is so good you won't want to chew on anything else? To find out, we took Bert from research.
Hello.
Dressed him up like a wounded seal.
Guys?
And dumped him into shark-infested waters.
I am so out of seal.
Now let's throw in some new Wrigley Spearmint gum and see which one the sharks chew on. Wow, the sharks have chosen longer-lasting spearmint. Except for that one.
What?
He didn't get any.
Wait, what?
And he's mad. New longer-lasting Wrigley Spearmint gum. So good you won't want to chew on anything else.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief. Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
Hey, everybody, this is Wham's Health and
Fitness. Sound bites driven.
You might want to watch what you put in your mouth. And, of course, if you need a little help doing that, we have our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. Those are free. It's all the stuff we talk about Monday through Friday in Wham Morning News and in our Saturday hour at 11 a.m.
Be sure to pick up the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers at Unity Health, Women's Health Services at Park Ridge Hospital, Grassroots Shoes, Frontier Commons, Jefferson Road, at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, Dr. Louis Catapano, 2024 West Henrietta Road, and at all key bank branches in Monroe County.
Hi, this is Linda Cohn from ESPN SportsCenter, and I'm coming to Rochester. Join me as we honor those who've made outstanding contributions to women's sports, both on and off the field, at the 25th Annual WAM Sports Women of the Year Awards Luncheon, Monday, April 28th, at the Sheraton Four Points Hotel.
Make table or single ticket reservations by calling 234-2055.
And join us for the 25th Annual WAM Sports Women of the Year Awards Luncheon. Proceeds benefit the Heart of Gold Children's Foundation.
Linda Cohn's appearance, courtesy of Front. Here.
Snow, freezing rain, bitter cold, ice. This time of year, Mother Nature can dish out some nasty weather. Closed schools, packed highways, icy streets. Winter weather can really ruin your day. Be informed and be prepared with Rochester's official weather station, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
They are fathers and mothers.
I've been very proud of my husband. I don't know where he is in Iraq.
Aunts and uncles.
I've got family in the military.
Defend to endure freedom.
Friends and neighbors.
You know, that's what I signed up for.
And we are ready to do our job.
They are Americans.
We're kind of the number one team on the block out.
We support you, and we know that peace must be defended.
Our thoughts and prayers to those away from home. News Radio 1180, WHAM, USA.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Tony Fusilla.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. You know, it's going to be interesting. We have a lot of people around the world, actually, who listen to Sound Bites on the archives, and particularly our friends in Australia who are going to be sitting on the beaches in the sunshine listening to inch and a half of ice, winds of 40 miles an hour, temperature below zero.
Did you schedule that roadshow to go there?
Everything on Earth is closed. Yeah. We'll be going. The roadshow, we're going to take it to Australia. We'll be bringing everybody. Wham is happy to pay for that because they're rich. We do have somebody from Buffalo at the moment on the webcam, and the rest of you are in Rochester. It's actually pretty low compared to the way it's ever been, so I have a feeling that there are a lot of you without power who will also probably be listening on the... This may be the biggest archive download ever next Friday.
Definitely.
Maybe we should put up a little early just for the heck of it.
Yeah. For the archive last week, my Roadrunner's been spotty, so I haven't been able to upload it yet.
Okay,
I'm hoping to get it done this afternoon.
All right, there we go.
Exactly. If you have power.
Yeah.
Because Greece, you're out in Greece.
Here, I'm agree. All our lines are down, but they still work.
Yeah.
Which is a little disconcerting.
Well, Yeah, like I said, our power's on the ground, but our cable and, well, of course, I have Roadrunner as well, so our cable and phone lines are kind of in a V shape at the moment. I have no idea how long that's actually going to last once the wind starts.
My DSL line yesterday I went out to see it, and it just sort of goes from the pole, goes all the way down to the ground, then goes back up to the peak of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no problems.
I hate you. Just let's get it out in the open right now.
I don't know who's going to fix the hole in my house where the wire got ripped off.
Yeah, no kidding.
Homeowners.
Yeah.
Before we get back to the phones, I do want to say one more news item. Massachusetts and Texas are each preparing to consider bills that will extend the National Digital Millennium Copyright Act by making firewalls, among other things, illegal.
What?
Both bills would ban the possession, sale, or use of technologies that, and I quote, conceal or assist another to conceal from any communication service provider or from any lawful authority the existence or place of origin or destination of any communication. Now, since your internet service provider is, in fact, a communication service provider, anything that conceals the origin or destination of any communication through that ISP would be illegal, according to the bill.
Wait a minute. Again, here are some individuals. I won't really use the words I want to use.
Yeah.
But what part of the world wide web don't they
no,
get?
No, that's not what they're saying. No, this has nothing to do with that. This is strictly saying that if a communication originates in the United States, it cannot be in any way hidden. The sender and destination cannot be in any way hidden. Now, any encryption software you use, VPNs into work, we just talked to Howard about his VPN into RIT, that will be illegal. Encrypting your email will be illegal. Firewalls will be illegal. If you use network address translation to translate your stuff, that's a form of firewall. That's illegal.
Somebody probably had a good idea. We want to make sure we can, you know, see all the messages from the terrorists.
Right.
Without realizing that it's messages from anybody.
Well, at the moment, it's just Massachusetts and the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, as far as I'm concerned, personally, is probably the worst piece of legislation ever to come out of Washington, D.C. And trust me when I tell you that's saying a lot. But this is actually worse.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's still...
Luddites.
I realize it's...
Luddites.
Only...
Luddites.
You're exactly right, Steve. These are people who have no clue as to what it is they're doing.
Yeah.
They're just saying, you know, we should be able to, them terrorists, we should be able to follow them terrorists.
Yeah, exactly.
So, which myself, of course, I agree with. I'm not against doing that.
And
this is not the right way to do it.
But the terrorists are going to sit there and...
Oh, they're going to comply to U.S. law?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Now, they're trying to hit the point where it enters the U.S. Like, so, you know, what was it, May East and May West, the two big concentrators where all the internet comes into the country with. You know, you can stick something there and block us off from the rest of the world. And that's what's happened in other more restrictive countries.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we'll see them wanting to do that here, too. You know, that's what they're going to have to do. But we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Another day, another dollar. Well, maybe not. Hi, this is Sandy from Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique. We have seen many changes in our healthcare coverages. Some are positive, some aren't. We can process most of your insurance claims, including the newest being Aetna and GM's Northwood Insurance. As usual, Amona has designed beautiful bras, swimwear, and the new lightweight Trezia breast form. We have always been and will continue to supply you with the newest, most innovative breast care products available. As part of our commitment to you, we are giving either a free bra or swim form with the purchase of two bras and a prosthesis for the month of April. Our knowledgeable staff, including Carol, our expert on lymphedema products, will be happy to answer any of your questions. Please bring your doctor's prescription with you and see what's new at Thelma's, 251 Park Avenue. That's Thelma's, 256-2460, 256-2460.
In 1941, the USO was born to honor and comfort the men and women of our armed forces around the world, to touch their spirits, to simply and heartfully thank them for the extraordinary gift they give us all. And so the USO will carry on, wherever and whenever they go, until every song is sung and every battle won, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO, visit us at uso.org.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Benner.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Plasillo.
And I'm Rob Linton.
The Rob Linton. We'll be talking more about Rob in just a couple of minutes. Yes. We're going to go back to the phones. I probably should have mentioned this a little more often before we went on here, but I have to tell you that we are experiencing a little bit of phone trouble. So if anybody from Frontier is listening to the show, come on down. But we're actually experiencing a little bit of phone trouble. So that's part of the reason that we're spending so much time yakking and not as much time taking your
calls.
Well,
what? Normally we have five lines, is it?
Yeah.
Four lines, and we're down to one.
But it's the best line because Chris from Chi-Li's on it right now. Welcome, Chris. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I have a compact Presario AMD Duron 850 megabyte processor. I've got a NVIDIA GeForce 2 Ti video accelerator, 64 megabytes on board, 40 gigabyte hard drive, 30 gig free, 320 megabytes of RAM, and trying to run this game, Delta Force Land Warrior.
What OS was it again?
The game is Delta Force Land.
No, what operating system?
Oh, I'm sorry, Windows Millennium. Forgot that.
There you go.
Ow!
Okay, here's, you don't even have to go any farther. It doesn't run right, does it?
It freezes up.
Yeah. Here's part of your problem. All those
operating system.
Yeah, all those great things that you just mentioned, the video card and the this and that. Windows ME doesn't have really good drivers for those.
It doesn't have any drivers.
Now.
It has a couple.
It has one, maybe two.
It's got a nice VGA driver.
There's three of us, and we still can't control them. Three
excellent,
others of them.
Excellent.
You know what you
want to
do with
control.
That one, Chris?
What?
It's, seriously, is upgrade to Windows 90 XP Home Edition. I was going to say go back to
ME. Say again.
No, I think
Windows XP Home Edition. Get rid of the 98 you put in there and the second you put in there. It's Windows XP Home Edition.
Yeah, you want to go to the home edition of XP. One, it'll utilize the memory and the memory on that video card a heck of a lot better.
Okay.
And things will run a lot better than they currently do with that so-called operating system you have right now.
Right. When you upgrade, you will want to make sure that you go to the websites of all the hardware vendors and get all the latest versions of their drivers. But once you do that, you will find that your machine runs like it's a whole brand new,
you'll love
better
it.
Machine. It's what you expected you bought.
Even with an AMD Duron, which doesn't have the math processor.
Yeah. The Duron is going to cause you some troubles, but
not
as much as you might think.
And don't get wrong, the Duron does have a coprocessor in it.
Yes.
The difference is it just doesn't have the L1 and L2 cache that the Apple has.
We're running a Duron down the shop, a Duron 750, and it runs fine.
Right. And that probably is a lot less of your trouble than the operating system you're running. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I appreciate that because I do defrag and scan disk periodically and clean my caches.
Yeah, but see, that's...
So you're doing everything right, and it doesn't work. Yeah.
Never got the support that it should have gotten.
Right, basically the problem here is you've got this beautiful brand-new car, and you lovingly clean the inside and the outside, and then under the hood is a little four-banger with not a lot of oil in it. So you fix that engine, and you're going to be a lot better off.
Okay, because one more thing, the specs on the game say it does, a Pentium 2, 350.
Mm-hmm.
It does say Millennium, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I had
It'll run under Millennium. That's not the problem. It's the drivers for Millennium for those devices, which, of course, the game manufacturers have nothing to do with. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you very much. Get that upgrade, and I think you're on your way.
And let's be honest here. I think next to Microsoft Bob... ME was the worst thing that ever came out of Redmond.
I still have a copy. Don't say anything bad about Bob, because don't forget, Melinda Gates, who is Bill Gates' wife, was the product manager for Bob. Well, you didn't know that, did you? Look at the look on his face.
No, Bob did. I don't think I wanted to know that.
Shock and awe on his face.
Is that Bob did Bill?
Yes.
I love the error messages. If you didn't enter your password right, it says, it seems you've forgotten your password. Here it is.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Really.
We're going to take a quick look at our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll was about your screensaver. Jim, I want to thank Jim. He's one of our forum members for giving us this poll idea. God knows I need poll ideas. Send them in to us, please. And the choices, here's what happened. 271 of you voted. I want to thank each and every one of you for doing so. The winner was Just Goes Black with 99 votes, followed by Other, Please Leave an Opinion, which many of you did, followed by Shows Cutesy Pictures, 48 people did that, 32 Machines Are Searching for Extraterrestrial Life, 20 of you are running a Rob Linton slideshow, of which, as far as I know, there isn't one yet, although I would love to have one. We had somebody email us this week on our website to ask a question. Somebody emails, we'll be talking to you about getting pictures to you. Currently the ones I have of Rob are from the forum, and I doubt he really wants those in a screensaver. So he's only got a very, very little...
He's biting and jumped!
So last week you put up this thing, and I'm just like, all right, I said to myself, self, nobody will really vote for the Rob Linton screensaver, right? Yeah, so I've been checking in during the week, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, people have really been... So I'm just waiting for this thing to pop up, and I'm just like, all right, either Steve Ray's going to put something up with the pictures that he found, or something's going to happen. But yeah,
let me put it to you this way. Knowing these guys like I do them, you're going to want to move to, like, New Zealand.
Well, the problem is they found...
We have listeners in New Zealand. That won't be good for him.
Yeah, really.
These absolutely horrible, horrible pictures of me, some of which I don't want.
And where did we find them? Wait, on your website.
Now,
and they will get worse.
And for the folks that do want to create a website, screensaver, they can contact Steve Ray, and he will put you in touch with the pictures that you can make this exclusive Rob Linton screensaver.
Which one? Well, here's the deal with my website. Granted, it's the World Wide Web, but little did I know that somebody would actually take the time to do a Google search for Rob Linton to come up with my website and go, you know, I just
you
didn't
are
think of that when
now
I did that.
A celebrity. You're a geek celebrity.
If you don't
there's nothing they don't know about you.
If you don't want to be famous, we'll make you infamous.
Yeah. Those are your two choices at this point.
That one picture, you know what I'm talking about.
For those of you who haven't seen him, he's got a couple of interesting pictures.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
And if you go to our forums at soundbites.org, in the fun stuff, I believe they're
the movie posters.
Yeah, you'll see. I think they're in the movie section.
I have to say those are funny.
We have wonderful things on our website. We've got movie posters, people who've put up logo changes, and we've just got wonderful things going on up there. However,
we only have
a few pictures of Rob, and
that's enough.
Really, he's either doing things you don't want to do in public, or he's looking like he's been doing things you don't want to do in public. And then somebody took his head and stuck it on a whole other set of... At any rate, you probably want to go through the forum.
What I'm confused about is why I was Dorothy on The Wizard of Oz. That's what I want to find out.
That's what was left.
Yeah.
It was either that or Toto.
Dorothy or Toto were your two choices because...
Yeah, how come Molly didn't
Glinda
get
the good witch.
Dorothy?
Are you a good witch? What a bad witch.
What? How come Molly, Lollygag didn't get Dorothy?
She didn't. Rob got Dorothy. Yeah, it was a close fought race, and
whoa.
Rob beat her out. Let's hear it for Rob.
Oh! Oh, that's a good one, Rob.
She's won a lot.
Yes,
I think we cannot begrudge Rob his moment in the gingham dress.
See, if we ever get to do a road show again.
Yeah. Look,
and
he looks
good in red.
He's matching his hoodie here.
Yeah.
Rob's got this lovely hoodie thing on. It's very charming. And it's bright red, and now so is he.
Uh-huh.
Want to step in front of the camera there for a moment,
no.
Rob? No, I don't.
Really, yeah, one of these days we'll get the camera situated so we can get all five of us.
We're going to do, next week I'm going to move it right behind.
Yeah, we're going to go
this
farther
the back.
Back
of my head?
You turn around.
Well, you don't like it when we take pictures of the front of your head.
This is Rob from the rear.
Rob.
Actually, it's
Rob from the rear.
I don't want to. Okay, we're going to move right on now because I think it's time. We're going to talk about the current poll. The current poll is about the ice storm of 2003. I remember 2003. And the choices are we lost power and went to bed early. We lost power and played acoustic instruments. We lost power and relearned our children's names. We lost power and twitched until solitaire came back. We lost power and danced the fandango until 2. We lost power and learned just how long the laptop's battery lasts. We didn't lose no stinking power, and you Western New Yorkers are funny and sad. So far...
You know what just
you're
brings
missing
another
an option. I don't
mind,
use
though?
Electricity, you insensitive clod.
That's it. Somebody's going to be upset that it's like, oh, but I don't use that kind of electricity. No, I'm a DC person.
You know, the other one.
Well, the hamster cage was
spinning
really fast all night.
The other comment you should put on there.
What?
Is we'll be going to the hospital in 9 months.
Yeah. Well, that has a lot to do with dancing the fandango. So far, only 47 of you voted, which is a pretty pathetic turnout for sound bites. But I'm expecting there's a lot of you who actually don't have power
when
at this
I get
moment,
my DSL
and
off.
Right, and we'll be voting at some later point. Right now, we didn't lose no stinking power. Not shockingly, has the most number of votes so far. Followed by we lost power and went to bed early. Followed by we lost power and learned just how long the laptop's batteries last. Followed by we lost power and twitched until solitaire came back. Followed by you Western New Yorkers are funny and sad. Followed by we lost power and played acoustic instruments. I'm going to your house. And the other two haven't had any votes yet. 47 of you voted so far. When you get your power back, please go to soundbites.org and vote in the poll. Shockingly, I don't have a Rob Linton choice this week.
So, not to change the subject away from here or anything, but is that the sunshine I see outside?
It looks suspiciously...
Looks like it.
A little bit.
The radar map is pretty well clear, too.
How can you tell? It's in black and white.
It was that one band heading down
toward
the lake.
It's either snow or
you mean
rain.
You guys actually do go out into the big blue room?
Yeah.
It's scary out
I
there.
I know, and the big flaming god in the sky has his face to us.
That's scary.
At the moment, the yellow face is out there.
Ooh.
I just reread The Lord of the Rings, and so there's yellow face and white face, and we have yellow face out there now. So that's some of what's on the website. And once you're done actually leaving a poll, please go over to my site, asknick.com. That would be asknick.com, and leave an opinion. So far, only 70 of you have lost an opinion on Soundbites. And we're about to lose our status as radio personalities for just a few moments while we make a little money. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Pulisillo, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The exclusive voice of Syracuse basketball.
The Orange are going to the Final Four.
News Radio 1180.
A mellow-licious finish.
WHAM.
CBS News Update. I'm Susan Monday. The parents of rescued POW Jessica Lynch will soon be on their way to see their daughter at a military hospital in Germany. CBS News reporter Stefan Kaufman says there's still some confusion over whether Lynch was shot while in captivity.
The Landstuhl Regional Medical Center appears to be backing off on its earlier claim that patient Jessica Lynch was not shot. A cousin of the former POW claims that Lynch's mother had talked with her daughter's doctors, who said they found 2 entry and exit wounds consistent with small caliber rounds. A medical center spokesperson says the gunshot wounds may have been discovered during recent surgery.
Iraq's information minister hitting the airwaves today, disputing U.S. claims that they've taken Baghdad's airport.
Now the airport is under the Iraqi forces' control. We are chasing them in Abu Ghraib. We are surrounding them and we are bombarding them. They are under our pounding there.
No Iraqi soldiers here, says CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod, embedded with the 3rd Infantry. CBS News Update, I'm Susan Monday.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief, Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
Since my heart attack, I've learned a lot about cardiovascular health. This is Larry King. Every day I take Ester C, a revolutionary form of vitamin C that supports a healthy cardiovascular system. Ester C helps maintain blood vessels and helps support your bones, eyes, and immune system. Unlike ordinary vitamin C, it's patented and non-acidic. Do your heart a favor. Take Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C. Don't settle for less. Your body will know the difference.
Look for Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold, including Natrol brand Ester C at Rite Aid.
A man set on ruling the world. Who struggled with the woman who ruled his heart.
I did it for you, because you want power, and for that you need our lives.
A&E presents Napoleon, starring Isabella Rossellini, Gerard Depardieu, Christian Clavier, and John Malkovich.
Bonaparte!
An all-star cast, an extraordinary movie event. Napoleon, Tuesday night at 8, 7 Central, only on A&E.
Pity that such a great man should have such bad manners.
We're back as Mike's Movers face off against the living room furniture.
Tom, after that oak bedroom set, their shoulders were looking sore. Here they go.
McCoy picks up the coffee table, passes to Polanski. Now it's Anderson reaching for the ottoman.
Talk about turnarounds. These guys are moving with ease.
Heat before play, they rubbed on plenty of ultra-strength Bengay.
With that deep penetrating heat, there's not a stiff arm in the house.
And now it's Polanski and McCoy with a sleeper sofa down the hall. Yes,
they pack it away.
Whoa.
For muscle and joint pain, put relief into action with ultra-strength Bengay.
Use as directed for temporary pain relief.
Go to Nokia.com/us today and download ringtones to fit your personality. It's your new theme song.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pulsillo.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. You know, the last time we did Soundbites, and it was this cold, we were at the Lilac Festival.
Yes, it was.
Outside.
Yeah. It was pretty dang stinking freezing. It was actually colder than this. We're, what, 40 degrees thereabouts?
Yeah.
It was, I believe, in the minus 50s then. The
Iditarod
was going by at that point. It was not good. We're going to get back to the phones in just a second. But before we do, we did get an email from, this is the email I alluded to earlier, from Sheila.
Yes.
Sheila from Rochester writes,
We gotta make sure Sheila gets in contact with Steve.
Yeah, Sheila, you need to make contact with us because her message is, please send pics of Rob in various stages of dress for screensaver. I'm not sure how we're supposed to get those, but she would like them.
Now, is that wearing dresses or stages of undress?
Various stages of dress. I believe that means with the hoodie, with a coat, in a T-shirt.
Reading a
CID. Ready to jog, in a suit and tie.
Oh, that'll happen.
In a karate gi.
I have to go ahead and say, and that I don't have pictures like that, and I have a life, and I'm not going to take pictures like that. But nice try, thanks.
That's what we then like about Rob, willing to do anything for his audience.
Yeah. But, my concern is what she would do with these pictures. Something tells me it's going to go much beyond the screen.
But I'm sure not.
But the other thing, though, Rob,
let me see that email address.
Do you have a girlfriend,
no,
Rob?
No, the email address is hidden. That would be illegal shortly.
See, Rob, the
no,
one
I understand.
Thing,
I've got it right
one
here.
One word is of caution, though. Mm-hmm. If you don't supply her with some, she might find others.
No, they've all been taken down.
No, they haven't. They're in the forums.
Oh.
The ones in the forums are still there, particularly with your head pasted onto Tim Curry's body.
So
the
you
Rocky
could
Horror
have
pictures.
Some
like
input in how your screensaver is going to look, representing
That's
the
right.
Soundbite show.
That's right. If you have no input, you can't complain.
Yeah.
If you give us the pictures and don't like what comes out, then okay, maybe we'll listen to you. But if we have to scrounge the internet for pictures of Rob Linton, we will do
that.
So.
I'm sure Lolly would jump right on it.
I got to meet this Lolly.
So do we. I mean, she is.
She may not be in town much longer. She's looking for jobs and had an interview out of state and it went very well. Of course it did. She's Lolly. What do you expect?
Yeah.
But we'll have to see. We'll have to, we should have Lolly on the show sometime.
She gives me a call at the shop. I'll gladly set it up.
There you go. Lolly, give him a call at...
Area code 585-442-4843, Lolly, and we'll set a time up that you can come down here and be on the show.
There you go.
Us.
You win. The we're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Justin, all the way from beautiful downtown Rochester. Well, actually, we don't know if he's downtown. Rochester, New York. Welcome, Justin. What's your question?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I'm the designated computer guy in my family.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sure how that goes, but I always tell people to buy local or build yourself. And,
right.
That's why I'm calling you, because I didn't. Brand new computer, not even out of the box, 2 weeks. And we're just wondering, they have both digital and cable Roadrunner. And the first week they were using Roadrunner, it was running fine. And they switched over to digital. And since then, there's been like a lot of staticky, noisy, bomb ticking, your T's getting ready type sounds. You know, like it just keeps crescendoing and accelerating really louder and louder as you, every time you boot up. I'm just wondering if that has anything to do with the digital possibly, or the fact that from day one when they got the machine, they threw in a bunch of RAM and a bunch of PCI cards. And, you know, so just treat it like a car and let it run a few weeks before you make changes.
Are you running off the USB or a network connection?
Ethernet.
I sincerely doubt that the cable has anything to do with it, but the way to test it is to disconnect the cable and boot up.
Yeah.
If you get the same noises, it ain't the cable.
Right. Can you hear this or no? Just 1 second.
A little bit.
It's not that bad actually now, but I mean, should that be normal for a brand new computer though? You know
What if you do anything, does it make a change, like running a game, make it noisier or something like that? And what are the specs as far as the, are we talking a Pentium 4, are we talking an Apple?
Pentium 4, 2.8, 1.5 gigahertz gigabytes of RAM. You know, it's got XP, and every time you boot it up, it's really, look, I just booted up 10 minutes ago when I dialed in, and now it's getting a little better, but it still is... You know, it's still there.
Well, usually, it's possible that it's a fan problem.
Yeah, the only things that are supposed to make noise in the computer other than the sound card are the spinning hard drive and the spinning fans. If the lubricating fluid on the spindle gets old, but this is a brand new computer, there could be a wire hitting a fan blade.
That's the likeliest choice.
Especially if you say as they've added it on cards, you know,
they may have
knocked something into one of the fans.
Take the top off. Turn it off.
Side panel.
Take the top or the side panel or whatever it is off and turn it on and see if anything is knocking against the fan, any of the cables. If so, bind them up out of the way. You know, use a cable binder or
twist tie,
whatever you got. Don't use a rubber band. They dry out and break, and then you have bits of rubber flying into the fans, which would be, what, bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to do that.
Duct tape works.
Duct tape works.
If you can bind any.
Okay.
That's right. Not the plastic, just the duct tape.
Okay.
But start there. It's most likely that the problem is some sort of cable touching a fan or something.
Could be.
Okay. Hey, the webcam's looking good, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's a great innovation. It adds a lot of value to the show.
Thank you. You can see a good deal of my left elbow. You can see the back. I wish.
We need a wide-angle lens for the camera.
Well, I wish we could get a better view of Tony's shirt, because I am impressed by that shirt. It's not brightly colored, but it is tastefully busy.
Oh, well, we're the dragon next time.
And the next time it's the dragon. All right. All right. Thank you very much, Justin. We appreciate that. Thanks. Dave. Dave has stuff.
We have
a website. On our website, we can take your written questions and...
We won't guarantee that we get to them all.
We won't guarantee that we get to any of them, but when we get the opportunity, we do, and Dave has a few to read.
Yeah, a couple here. One we got from Jeff from Canandaigua/Farmington, and he said he talked to us on Saturday, had a laptop, was used in Internet Explorer. We suggested Adaware. He's saying, so far, so good. And the other thing that I got to congratulate him on is he finally got away from ME. He took our advice, moved up to XP, and is loving life now on his computer. So congratulations, Jim. It sounds like you were two for two for that show Saturday.
He puts it eloquently, I think. Haven't touched the reset button since. It was getting used daily.
All right, here's one that maybe we can tackle right now while we're waiting for another call to come in. This is from Dennis from Lancaster, New York. I bought a Linksys router and matching cards. to connecting my laptop to my cable connection on my desktop PC. It's working fine, but the only way I can print is copying a file onto a floppy, going to the desktop to load, then print. Can I use the same router to connect to the laptop to my printer, or is there an easier way to do this? P.S. The show is great, and listen when I can. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Well, there's...
Well, before we answer that question, however, it appears we have to take a quick break, so we'll do that, leaving you in suspense for the moment. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, Rob Screensaver Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Thank you.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education, Government, and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show. On News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Longest running and sometimes longest suffering. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Screensaver Rob Linton. And when last we saw our intrepid heroes, they were about to answer the question from Dennis of Lancaster, New York. Lynx's router works great, but I can't print. Can I connect the laptop to the printer? And the answer was...
Yes.
Thank you.
Our next question.
what he's got to basically do, Dennis, is go into the properties of our right-click on that printer in your printer that it's hooked up to the laptop and share it.
Well, now on the desktop, it sounds like he's got the printer connected to his desktop.
Right. So in the properties of on the desktop, he's got to set up sharing. Then once that's shared, he can add a printer, and it'll say network, and then in there it'll see the desktop listed, and he can select that computer and that printer, and then he'll be able to print to it.
You may also have to turn printer sharing on, which is in the network control panel. There's a button that says,
He didn't say what OS.
I want to share my files. I want to share my printers. Now, when you set up your router to share the internet, you are also able to share files and printers on your computers. You just have to turn that service on in the control panel.
Yep.
Oogie doggie. We're going to go to our next actual, real, no kidding, live phone call and speak to Joanne in Irondequoit. Welcome, Joanne. What's your question?
Hi, Nick. I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Do you have power?
Do I have power? I just got it about an hour ago.
All right.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
They are. My first question is, I used to have Juno, and I dumped it. It was a very bad server for me. And I now have BlueFrog.
Yeah.
And when I get my emails, it's like... If someone sends me something with pictures and sound, I get it like a cartoon, one slide at a time, and sometimes I don't get it all. Is the settings on my computer incorrect, or?
Probably not. It's one of the inherent limitations with dial-up internet is, especially if someone's sending you a lot of pictures, they'll come in really, really slow over the dial-up. When
there's really no... fix for that except getting a faster connection.
Or have the person at the other end save lower quality pictures.
Right. Yeah.
Most of the time on your digital camera, there are several settings. You know, a high quality picture will let you print it at a large size. But if all you're going to do is email it, set it to the low quality, and then
usually it's good. It's good, better, and best.
Yeah, Kodak. Some of the Kodak cameras I've played with also has one called Snapshot, email, and print.
Cool.
So it tells you what the resolution to set it for. So if you're only going to send it through email, set it to the low resolution. Then the file size is physically very small, mm-hmm. and it will go through modem based dial-ups. Okay.
Okay.
There's also a problem with crossing the boundary between the Internet and America Online.
Mm-hmm.
Going into America Online or coming from America Online,
mm-hmm.
files don't tend to make that transition very well, especially if someone attaches more than one file to a message, either inside of AOL or sending it to AOL.
Okay.
So, if people are sending messages from AOL, only put one message or only one file per message,
mm-hmm.
and that helps the other end get it more likely.
Okay. Thank you. And question number two, can I ask Amelia a question?
I'm afraid Amelia's not in the room at the moment.
Oh, shucks. Well, when you see her, will you ask her why my keyboard goes from middle C to high C?
Okay. that, Joanne.
Yes.
I will indeed. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Amelia should be outside listening to the radio.
There's a 10-second delay out in the studio, so
that's
she's
right.
probably just hearing this.
She's probably just starting to hear it, and she's going to think, here she comes. She's running over to hear her name. All right. Thank you, Joanne. I like Joanne. Nice lady. Hi. She's waving. She's waving. Joanne's off the line already, honey. Too late. That was old. That was 10 seconds old. It's a lot can happen in 10 seconds.
All right, well,
for those of you who looked out in your yards 10 seconds ago, look again. A lot can happen.
Your computer just went obsolete.
Yeah,
really.
Well, if you've actually put down the credit card, by the time they pick it up, your computer is obsolete.
I love that TV commercial where the guy's driving to the computer store and all the big billboards.
Yeah.
The new T4!
Oh, yeah.
So he buys it and he's driving home and they're changing the billboard. The really new T5!
Speaking of commercials, I have to say the new Roadrunner commercials that spoof the Apple ads are a young lady named Bailey. Who's doing an ad about Roadrunner, and it's basically an Apple ad, but it's about Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
My friends come over to my house now.
I never made the Apple connection.
Excuse me? Oh, man, it just slaps you across the face like a wet halibut. Well there's an interesting analogy.
No, it's swordfish, right?
It's swordfish, yeah.
Swordfish. From Tony's shirt.
It's my Python day. Monty Python. All right, what are we going to do next?
That was never 5 minutes just then.
I don't even start with me. No, wait, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Judy from Bloomfield. Welcome, Judy. What's your question?
I have a question for Big Nick.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. You did my computer last year.
I did?
Yeah. Now, it says that you could clean the computers once in a while.
Yeah.
That where you go to, if I can get this thing run up, program and then system. Or accessories, then systems, then disk defragmenter?
Judy, that'll defragment it. Yes, that's one of the many things you can do. And the next thing you can... It took me a moment to recognize your voice. You sound very strange through this earpiece.
I do, huh? Okay.
It's not you. It's the earpiece, I suspect. That is one of the... Defragging is one of the things you can do.
But should you do it all the time?
No. That you need to do rarely, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Well, then should you go to disk cleanup? I mean, should you do any maintenance on your machine?
Yes, the regular maintenance.
This laptop.
The regular maintenance you should do on your machine is to clean out your internet, temporary internet files. Do that once in a while. Now, the problem is when you do that, the next time you go to the internet, it'll be a little slow. Because it's downloading anew all of the pictures and things that it used to keep in its cache. However, if you've been to a site only once,
uh-huh.
Those pictures and things are in your cache. You might as well get rid of them if you're never going to go back there again.
What's
so,
cache?
It's a special area of the disk where Internet Explorer saves all the pictures and sounds and things from the website you've gone to.
Yeah, because I've been downloading a lot of pictures and a lot of graphics lately.
There you go. So you definitely want to go and clean out your temporary Internet files. Laptop doesn't necessarily isn't easy to clean out in terms of opening up and getting out all the cruft.
No, you can't
take a vacuum cleaner to it.
But should, if you can get a little vacuum cleaner. They make keyboard vacuum cleaners, and you really don't want to use a regular vacuum cleaner for two reasons: one, it could suck the keys off, and two, static electricity.
See, I usually put my vacuum cleaner on blow all the dust out of the computer. Quick, slip it around the suck and suck the dust out of the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again,
not well.
Because I don't want to put it in the computer.
You know what's easier? Is we just
have two vacuum cleaners.
No. Step outside with it.
Okay, so if I go to program.
Yeah.
Walk me through it, Nick. If I go to program.
No, you want to open up Internet Explorer.
Okay, hang on. Go back.
No. You're going to write this down, Judy, because we really don't have time to do this online. So you want to go to Tools.
Okay, to Internet Explorer, then go to Tools.
Right, you go to Tools.
Internet Options.
Internet Options.
And it's the first screen.
And right on the first screen, the second box says Temporary Internet Files.
Temporary Internet Files.
And one of the choices is Delete Files.
And
delete cookies, too. Do that every once in a while, maybe once a month. If you do a whole lot of surfing once a week is not too bad.
Okay.
And later OSs have a disk cleanup command where it goes through, delete your temp files, delete your cache files, delete your history files, and can do all that for you. I know XP has it. I think 2000 has it, but I don't believe 98 does.
Should I take my documents and put them to a disk?
You should always back up your documents regularly. That's right.
Okay.
At least once a week you should do that. Okie doke.
Okay, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Judy. We appreciate it. I think we've got time to go to a nice little inbox message here.
More from Bill from East Bethany. Bill writes, not really a problem. I was listening to your discussion Saturday on AdAware. While it was downloading, another program called Spyware Nuke also downloaded. Now I have both of them on my hard drive. Is Spyware Nuker somehow associated with AdAware, or should I uninstall one of them?
I've never heard of Spyware Nuker. Spybot S&D, Search and Destroy, I've heard of. But I've never heard of Spyware Nuker. I personally
would get rid of that Spyware Nuker.
Would uninstall. I don't believe it came from the folks at AdAware. AdAware does Spyware Nuking, so I don't think it needs a Spyware Nuker to go with it. Although Tony seems to find something on that.
He might have put both of mine by accident, downloaded them, and then...
Right. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, it seems to be, honestly, it seems to be like another AdAware-type thing from what I can see. As far as that goes, you don't need it. AdAware does a very good job, especially from what I've heard, the newer versions.
The new version is great. Spyware Nuker is not a good product. I would get rid of it. I don't know what it is. Spybot S&D is also a pretty good product. It's much faster than AdAware, but then it doesn't search all your files. It only searches the registry. So that's a good program, but it's a little bit different.
Especially AdAware has the new feature in the first tier pay level that it will add watch. It continually watches and prevents spy programs from getting installed in the first place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I believe we've got time to get to the phones again. We have Alan from Greece on the line. Welcome, Alan. What's your question?
Yeah, I have HP Pavilion 5020N with Windows XP on it. Every time I try and do Windows update, I get a I get this message that says that it can't verify the update.inf and to make sure cryptographic service is running on the computer.
Yeah, there's a tech note on Microsoft's knowledge base about that. I think we have a link to it on our website list too, because it sounds familiar. But it's basically an error in one of the registry files, and Microsoft has a knowledge base entry at support.microsoft.com on what to do to correct this error.
Steve will find that and put up a link to the tech notes.
I think there already is. My website or web browser is not working at the moment, but I'm pretty sure there already is a link on the Soundbites web list.
But if there isn't, we'll get one up in another hour at the most.
Okay.
And that's probably your best bet. Okie doke?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. There have been some problems with the Windows Update feature recently, I have to say. There have been a number of times where it re-downloads the same stinking update over and over and over again. And in addition, there are problems like this where it's basically, you know, the registry is incredibly delicate. And when a problem happens in the registry, there are no tools to fix it. No automated tools, no good tools. You have to go in and do it by hand, and it's
which is dangerous.
It's dangerous and is a delicate operation. So there are a whole lot of people who really hate listening to someone say, "Oh, I was in the registry the other day," but sometimes it just cannot be helped, and it's too bad that that happens.
Like I say, they can pay me now. Pay me later.
That's right. That's exactly. That's well, in this case, though, it's not anything they've done.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But folks that don't know what they're doing don't want to go into that registry and play around. They don't realize the power that, you know, that's in that registry that just, you know, arbitrarily going in and deleting this and deleting that can do a lot of damage.
Right.
And
well,
won't boot.
Yeah, it's too bad. I hope that everybody is safe from this weather here, because those of us here in Western New York are in the middle of a pretty interesting ice storm, although the sun is shining right now, so don't go stand out under the trees. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, in particular, Mr. Tony Placillo, who came in and gave us fascinating information about the great Red Hat 9. If you're interested in a little change and a little playing around, I think Red Hat 9 is a good place to be. And, of course, Rob Reticent Screensaver,
Hoodie
Boy
Linton, coming to a Soundbites page soon.
Who will be coming to a screensaver near you sooner rather than later. I'm Nick Francesco. We will see you next week right here on Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
Your feet are dry, scaly, maybe callous too. You've tried everything without results, but you haven't tried Carousel. Carousel with a K, a podiatrist's choice for years, now available in your pharmacy foot care section. Carousel is dual acting, an exfoliating moisturizer that gently removes dead skin while it moisturizes new cell layers underneath. Your feet will feel healthier, softer in just days. No wonder 9 out of 10 people choose Carousel over the product they usually use. Try Carousel. It's everything your feet need.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out. Excuse me, Mr. Goodwrench.
Yeah?
So you're the GM diagnostics whiz kid, huh?
I guess you could say that.
Well, I brought in my own diagnostic machine, a lie detector. Have a seat.
What?
That's right. I know you can't be the only one who knows everything about GM vehicles.
Well, actually...
You might as well claim to be Santa Claus while you're at it, riding a magical dragon to Candy Time Junction with vanilla sheep and chocolate.
Find Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert at over 7,000 GM dealers.
America at War. In-depth team coverage on News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Susan Monday.